Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. Happy holidays! I'm so glad to be back with you again this weekend. We are at the end of 2021. Most of us are in a holiday mood. We're happy. So today's edition celebrates that spirit, full of music, goodwill, and cheer from some of our favorite artists, radio personalities, and also music journalists. I've got two wonderful feature stories, though, too. One is presented by Brahm Posthumous. It spotlights Angolan Portuguese pop star Pongo. Now, she's also known as the queen of electronic dance music, and you really get to know her inside this feature. She's talented. You hear some of her music, including cuts from her upcoming album. I've also got two wonderful features inside today's edition. One is presented by Brahm Posthumous, and it spotlights Angolan Portuguese pop star Pongo. She's also known as the queen of electronic dance music. You'll get to know her and love this talented woman and also hear some of her music, including cuts from her upcoming album. The other one showcases an interview by Bill Odidi in Nairobi with South Sudan's top recording artist, Emmanuel Jal. Now, he says he's bringing the village into hip-hop mainstream with his forthcoming album. It's called Hey Mama. So kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. We are starting out in Cameroon with one of my favorite all-time African carols. It's called Avak Avak, which is a version of Joy to the World by the African Gospel Choir. Hello, everyone. That was Avak Avak by the African Gospel Choir from Cameroon. I am Heather Maxwell. You are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Happy holidays. Now, next up, I've got holiday messages and music for the occasion from two journalists. Prince Benjamin, who is host of the Daily Drive Time Show on 91.3 Class FM in Accra. And then there's Shane Rave, who's also host of a popular radio show on Jams 100.1 FM in Ibadan, Nigeria. I called them both up earlier this week. We start with my conversation with Prince Benjamin, also known as Prince Chauffeur, or I like to call him PB. What do you have to say to all of our listeners?
All right, so I would like to say Afi Oafi and Afi Shapa to all the Music Time in Africa fans and fans of Dr. Heather Maxwell out there listening to us around the world. Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. In
Thank
Ghana,
you.
When we say Afi Shapa, it means the season's best to you.
Uh-huh.
So that's my message. It's a message of love and warmth. We are in the Harmattan out here in Accra, which is, as we joke in Accra, we say that's our African winter.
But, you know, I remember that. It's true. It's you get cold and you get stuffed up and you can't see well, and the wind is really strong, right?
Yes, yes, and it gets dusty. So for snow, we have dust.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you. I hope you try to enjoy that dusty Christmas.
Yes. That should be put in a song.
It should be. You should work on that with some of your Ghanaian musician friends for next year.
Definitely. The song that I think is, it's one of the biggest songs, you know, this year. When Wizkid played the O2 Arena some days behind us, it was one of the songs that had a very loud cheer. And it's by Loj, a fairly new musician, at least on the mainstream, beautiful vocalist. And he featured the award-winning producer from Nigeria called Sars. It's called Mona Lisa. You know, amapiano has been a big genre this year. It's been a success. So this is one of the highlights of the genre for 2021. So definitely my jam. Hi, Sheyun.
Good morning.
What would you like to say for the holiday season to our listeners and to your loved ones?
All right, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year in advance, and wish everybody the best of the new season to come. I'd like to wish my family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and also to my secondary family that happens to be my radio audience. And I have a special request.
What's that?
there's this song that has been playing in my head the entire day and more like the entire month. It's a song by, actually by Timaya, and features Buju. The song is titled Cold Outside, even though it's really hot outside, but well, the song is pretty cool. You like it, by the way. Cold
right.
Outside is the title of the song.
I will play it, and it's perfect for my weather because it really is cold outside.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure your listeners will like that too.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Shane Rave. It's great to talk to you again. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well.
The last time that I check, not before I digress. My girl, you told me that I'm not to your love interest. See, my girl, the last time that I check, see, nothing ain't changed yet. Except that I got a big bag and a big flag. Nobody tell me nonsense, my nigga. Streets is so cold, my nigga. May nobody come try crying me a river. I'ma pull through like the strings on my guitar. Nonsense, my nigga. The streets is so cold, my nigga. May nobody come try crying me a river. I'ma pull through like the strings on my guitar.
So cold outside, my brother. I don't want pull no trigger. I just want it. What's I going to play? I don't want no wahala. So cold outside, my brother. Yeah, not the hate on the brother. Me, I just want deeply, cause I can't please this. I don't want to know what I hope. It's so cold outside. Me, I know they let nothing to worry me. I know they let nothing to bother me. Me no honor one apology. We no say she don't know they bother nobody. Me, I know they let nothing to bother me. I know they let nothing to bother me. Me no honor one apology. Nobody tell me nonsense, my nigga. Streets is so cold, my nigga. May nobody come try cry me a river. I'ma pull through like the strings on my guitar. Nonsense, my nigga. Streets is so cold, my nigga. May nobody come try cry me a river. I'ma pull through like the strings on my guitar. So cold outside, my brother. I don't want pull no trigger. I just want to hear what's up going to play. They let nothing to worry me. I know they let nothing to bother me. They no honor one apology. You know, say she don't know they bother nobody. Me, I know they let nothing to bother me. I know they let nothing to bother me. They no honor one apology. They get me so cold outside.
Yeah, hello everyone. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Cold Outside by Timaya and Buju. That song was selected by Sheun Ray from Ibadan. And before that, you heard Mona Lisa by Soja and SARS. This is the Holiday Edition 2021, and now we are going to Cape Verde with the Barefoot Diva. This is her song, Natal. She sings, "Today's Christmas, my brother. A night of joy and peace, the birthday of our brother, a day of celebration and harmony. Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Mary, brings us light, love, and happiness. Hallelujah, Son of David. Happy holidays."
Hoje Natal, irmã. Noite de paz e alegria, dia de nascimento de nosso irmão, dia de festa e harmonia. Hoje Natal, irmão, noite de paz e alegria, dia de nascimento de nosso irmão, dia de festa e harmonia. Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia, aleluia, Filho de Davi, alegria, boas festas para toda a família. Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, filho de Davi. Alegria, boas festas para tua família. Hoje é Natal, irmão. Noite de paz e alegria. Dia de nascimento de nosso irmão. Dia de festa e harmonia. Hoje é Natal, irmão. Noite de paz e alegria. Dia de nascimento de nosso irmão. Dia de festa e harmonia. Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia, aleluia, filho de Davi. Alegria, boas festas para toda a família. Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia, aleluia, filho de Davi. Alegria, boas festas para toda a família.
Everybody, it's your girl Naomi Achu, aka Queen of Bamenda, wishing everyone at Music Time in Africa a wonderful, wonderful holiday and sending lots of love to friends, family, and well-wishers. And I can't wait to see what the new year holds for us. Merry, merry.
All right. Merry, merry indeed. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. How are you doing? I hope you're getting in the holiday spirit, because guess what? There is still so much more to come. First, I've got shout outs and music dedications from Music Time in Africa friends like Betel Togovi from Lome, Lucy Ilado from Nairobi, Iceman from Kano, Nigeria, and Bill Odidi also from Nairobi. And then there's those two music features I told you about at the top of the hour. First, and coming up right now, is an interview with Emmanuel Jal. He has got big news about a new album, and he shares the first release of that album, Hey Mama, with us. Bill Odidi presents that, and yes, we get to hear from Bill twice today. And second, we meet the vibrant, seemingly unstoppable Angolan Portuguese pop star, Pongo. And reporter Bram Posthumus brings us her story a little later on in the show. He interviews her, plays samples of her music. And if you don't know what Kuduro is, you will learn a lot about that too, and you'll be happy for it. And there's also more great music in between all of that, so don't go anywhere. And right now, let's get to the fabulous Bill Odidi and his esteemed guest, Emmanuel Jal.
Thanks for that, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and guess who's been in our city? It's the one and only Emmanuel Jal. He's originally from South Sudan, grew up as a refugee here in Kenya, so he's got strong ties around the country. He now lives in Canada. He's been working with Kenyan producers on his new album, and we've got a new single to introduce from Emmanuel Jal, and he'll tell us a little about what he's been up to.
My name is Emmanuel Jal, and I'm a recording artist originally from South Sudan. And I've been working on my album, and so it's now complete. We're just doing the final touch. And now we're releasing the song, Hey Mama. The song that we're doing is just imagining how South Sudanese could be, which is like you're walking on the street, nobody's stopping you, you're in your home, you're doing whatever you like. Lafikide, anamashikide, belenete, mam, hey mama. Which means I'm going this way and I'm going that way. My home is great, hey mama. My home is wealthy. Hey Mama.
Yeah. So you want to officially introduce the new single?
Yeah, the new single, Hey Mama, featuring Check B.
Jamil.
Melon
Ghanaian.
Storms smile with a lot of love. Challenges come, we rise above. We give, we share, forgive, we care. Wealth here, fresh air. My shikide, and I love figure. Chaka ben kamad. Chaka ben kam no. Chaka ben kam no. I will take one with a god for you, my boy. Hey,
a boy, a boy.
I will take one with a god for you, my boy. Huh?
A boy, a boy. Mashikida, alala, figida, bella na salam. Mama.
Kulana, akwan.
Mama.
Bella na tuman.
Brand new single from Emmanuel Jal. It's called Hey Mama. Who are the artists that you're working with on that, Emmanuel?
The artist, there's my sister Nyarwach, and that's Nyamal. And of course, there's some guitarist player.
Yeah, I was just saying that the first time you played the single Hey Mama for me on your phone, they said, those sound like the Turkana voices.
Yeah, so though, in my own understand, the Nilotic voices has got a similarity in how they do their singing. So even when I first released my song Gwa in Kenya, they thought they were Kalenjin.
Yeah.
Or they thought they were Turkana.
Yeah.
The idea of what I'm doing, I've been persistent for a while, is bringing the village into hip hop.
Mm.
Or bringing the village into mainstream. The sounds that we have is actually East African influence. But what makes it different is bringing that village into it, because we are not really doing South Sudanese. That all will disconnect with the market.
Yeah.
So we're getting
contemporary.
What is already there,
mm-hmm.
we make sure, okay, this is how it's going to sound, and then build a beat around it. The song Gwal has been feeding me since it was released. Like, I still get checks from it.
Wow.
Know? Like,
wow.
From that song.
Yeah. Could we listen to the song then? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind us of it. Yeah, just introduce the song. Go ahead.
Here, listen to Gwal. Every time I do something, I always want to do something with a purpose. It's not like a vision driven where you just want to be rich. No, I believe wealth is built as a collective. As you go with your community slowly by slowly, that's how it is. Even like if you look now, as I'm growing older, my life has changed. I'm wearing a bed sheet every day. I wake up, it's just one simple bed sheet, just to connect with the normal person back at home.
Yeah.
In South Sudan, they used to wear bed sheets, but now everybody want to wear designer shoes, and then they want to buy every Christmas, you buy new clothes, new whatever. But that's just giving them more stress.
Actually true that Emmanuel Jal wears a simple bedsheet, and you can confirm that by just taking a look at the picture that we've posted alongside this show. From myself, Bill, and from our friend Emmanuel Jal, back to Heather on Music Time in Africa.
With my people, that's right. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can't wait for that day when I see no more tears, no more fear, no pride, no tribalism, nepotism, and racism in my motherland. I can't wait for that day.
All right. Thank you, Bill and Emmanuel. Fabulous. Okay, guys, now we are going to listen to one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs by the one and only Angelique Kidjo. But first, here's this shout-out from Lomé.
Hi, I'm Bethel Togovi from Togo. That's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year for everybody. Okay, on our song, just call this song. Bye.
Zandivere ndwa mesya meneva ma ubevi ba gweme la gwebu Oh,
number ye, to number what the number so to number ye, ya, Jenko no. Hello world, my name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
Hello everybody, my name is Lucy Ilado, a music journalist from Nairobi, Kenya. I would like to wish everyone a happy Merry Christmas and prosperous 2022. It's been a hard and tough year for many of us that work in the creative sector, but we're grateful that we've been able to come to the end of the year. So I would just want to remind you to be kind to others and share your joy in the Christmas spirit. And if Heather would allow me to dedicate a song to each one of you, it's called Mbwen Mbwen by Yen and Aaron Zambui. They are Kenyan artists, and it's one of the songs that's really hitting the heavens at this time. So happy holidays, everybody.
Kunywa maji, ukimaliza kunywa pombe, peleka maisha pole pole, dajipe mwenyewe zitoke. Maisha pole pole, rajipe mwenyewe zitoke. Songa ugali, foundation weka ya samaki. Ikati kati ya Januari, kula ukasirishe kamati. Twanga ugali, foundation weka ya samaki. Ikati kati ya Januari.
Rimbui from Kenya. It is Music Time in Africa's 2021 holiday edition. And now it's time to get to our second feature story of the hour from Angola. Brahm Posthumous presents.
Hello, Heather and the team at the ever wonderful Music Time in Africa show. And boy, do we have someone special to present to you today.
Apenas bilhete para uma tour pelo mundo inteiro com a música a partir do Kuduro com a Congo.
This woman is offering you a ticket for a musical world tour starting with Angola's signature dance music, Kuduro. And her name is...
I'm Pongo. I'm from Angola. Nice to meet you. And I want to know what you want to know about me.
Everything, because at not even 30, she's already had several lives behind her. Born in the Angolan capital Luanda in 1992, escaped the violent volatility in her country, made a difficult start in Lisbon, Portugal, and now she's the queen of electronic dance. And this is how it began.
I left Angola when I was 8. The main objective was to come for school. I come with my three other sisters. We leave Angola before the war starts because we know it's going to start soon.
But the welcome in Portugal, the former colonial power, was a disappointment.
Integration when we arrived at school was so difficult. I was shy. I just want to share my culture, my childhood, my friend memories with the friends also and make a new friends. And it was big shock because the colleagues, friends from school, they started to call me black and racism and stuff like that. Nobody, like, don't mind, don't care, and I have to defend myself, and so I have to change the first time in the school because this kind of racism and the discrimination.
So we have a young girl escaping war, being treated like dirt in a school and coming home to a family ruled by an extremely authoritarian father. And then she had a fall and broke her leg. And weirdly enough, this accident changed her life forever. The year is 2007.
So one day I was my way to the physiotherapy and I saw this guy in station train, and I stopped to look and see. And one day they called me. They said, you want to be? And say, you know how to dance? I said, yes, I know to dance. They called me to dance, to be part of the group, and I was really happy and helped me a lot to more confident with hope to be good again.
Dancing is incredibly important in Angola. I witnessed myself how a few young men, landmine victims, were practicing their dance moves before giant mirrors in the Red Cross Center in Wambu, central Angola. They had been given artificial legs, and learning how to dance with them was pretty much priority number one. That group Pongo joined was in fact none other than the great street dance crew of Denon's squad, and of course they had connections with the granddaddy of Portuguese Kuduro music, Buraca Som Sistema. Pongo became a member of that band when she recorded the song by accident.
One day we was on studio with the guys, and the girl, the singer, didn't come. And they asked me to sing, and I say, just for fun.
The song wasn't even for Buraca Som Sistema, but someone sent it anyway, And then this happened.
And I just have a call from Buraka one day and say, we listen to the song and we love your voice. We looking for a new vocalist. We want to meet you.
And this is the first ever collaboration of Pongo and Buraka Som Sistema, live in 2008 in the Music Box in Lisbon. People still talk about that show.
When I met Buraka for the first time on studio, they asked me to sing something. And I sing Wege Wege already because Wege 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 so is my childhood memories.
It's from a children's game in Luanda, and when one side wins, it tells the other side, you're nothing, go away.
We made the games, and when one... When we win, we say like airport, like we are nothing. Wege wege, sign for Aditi. I miss a lot everybody. I miss my friend. I miss my family because our family is in Angola. For me, everything was like premature, really new. I was in school and music came in my life and I have to be in school and on tour, so it was not easy.
But hey, in case you haven't noticed, this girl never gives up. 2 years into their collaboration, Pongo and the band parted ways. Sadly, not on the best of terms. She put her career on hold, took on all kinds of jobs, only to survive. And then one day she heard her own music back on the radio, and this made her decide to return to music. In 2018, she exploded back onto the scene with an EP called Baya. We played you the title track earlier. The songs on Baya and its 2019 successor Uwa are now the backbone of her new show. And let me tell you, Pongo has a bunch of belters for you. Tambula, 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 no ya, ya. Tambula, ye, mana Maria, dice, le patata ya, pra que, se beta waze, pele. Tambula, ye, mana Maria, dice, le patata ya, pra que, se beta waze. Pongo has been refining her sound. This is her Kuduro, and it comes under her very own name. But tell us, Kuduro, what is it?
Kuduro, when I started with Buraka, is already have a mix between fusions and different songs from around the world. This kind of story from hip-hop music style, like marginal, like ghetto. It comes from the people. It's really struggle, you know? It's really a revolution to say we deserve to have some opportunities also.
And her name?
This name comes from one of the artists from Congo, Pongo Love. She have a big success in Angola, and my father was a big fan.
And it was he who named his daughter after his favorite singer. Yes, they have made up. Language-wise, Pongo uses a clever mix of Kimbundu, the language spoken in and around Luanda, official Portuguese, unofficial Portuguese, and English. And I'm pretty sure she's good at making up words herself. Listening to her is like going to school, I heard one fan say about her lyrics. How does she write?
I try to rest between the break I have after the show, and the ideas come to my head, and I just took my phone and recording, or listen the music, the beat, the instrumental, and create at the moment also, and freestyle a lot.
Music Expo in Porto last October, she was sensational. She's also recording a proper album out next February. And just to show you that she doesn't only do up-tempo dance tunes, but also heartfelt ballads and lots more, we'll give her the last word and we'll give you a good dose of some more Pongo music.
Thank you, people at home. Hope you like and for my new album, my first album. Listen and be together with me.
It's music time in Africa.
All right. Hey, guys. Hope you enjoyed that special feature on Pongo. This is Heather, and to round out the hour, I have holiday messages and songs for you from two more friends whom I spoke with by phone earlier this week. First, Ibrahim Garba from Kano, Nigeria, and then Bill Odidi, again, from Nairobi. Hello, Iceman, Ibrahim Garba.
Thank you very much. I'm glad hearing from you again.
Likewise.
Yeah, you know, the new tide is here. I want to say a big shout out to all our fans across the world. Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. It's an eventful 2021.
Yes. And we hope that everyone will be healthier in 2022, right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, even if there are ups and downs everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge. It's a global challenge, especially with the Omicron and all that.
Yep.
But that cannot overshadow the festivities we have in town. A lot of people here are happy in Nigeria, especially our Christian folks. Very, very happy, looking forward for Christmas. And we're enjoying them as well. We should party with them. This is Nigeria, our own country. We don't have any country but Nigeria. So I look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nigeria is very rich in terms of culture, in terms of music,
yes,
and advocacy.
Yes. Is there a particular song you would like to dedicate to a loved one for the holiday season?
Yes.
What is it?
I'm inspired by this guy's song, Wizkid.
Which, you know, song?
That is Oju Eleba. You know that song?
I'm not sure.
Oju Eleba.
All right.
Or any of his songs, because this is somebody I met years back. I'm inspired by his his development. He's somebody that I would describe that he rules that great through a concrete. Nobody gave him a chance. Nobody thought he's going to make it big like this. And all of a sudden, he blossomed. And he's a household name now. He's a global citizen celebrated across the world. So I'm inspired by his growth. And I want everyone to share on this song because it's special to Wizkid, it's special to me, it's special to all our friends. I still cherish that song and appreciate Wizkid by flying Nigerian flag across the world. I'm really inspired, Heather.
Great. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
I can't explain, yeah.
Africa. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Heather. You know, it's the holidays and Christmas is always a fantastic time when people come together and some of us work even harder during Christmas. So it's a great time of year.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's been tough. We've been battling the uncertainty of life and all the setbacks. But it's also a good time to look at how much support you've had from family and from good people like you, Heather, who've given me an opportunity to share the music from Kenya and Music Time in Africa for the past several years. And
yeah,
this has been absolutely wonderful. So I'm eternally grateful to you.
Thanks
for that. Yeah, great. So love to you and to everybody who puts together the show and to my family, of course, here, and to my friends. I know my mother's kind of unwell at the moment, you know, been battling this flu and the virus is back with us again. So, you know, it's a tough Christmas. Actually, as my sister said yesterday, December has been cancelled. December will never be cancelled. These are just the challenges of life that we get to face. So I'd like to wish my mom especially a really speedy recovery, and I hope that she can enjoy some of the holidays at least. And to everybody listening to Music Time in Africa, and thank you very much, and I'd love to wish you a wonderful, wonderful period during this Christmas, and of course as we begin 2022. Can you imagine how the 2022?
I can't wait for 2022.
I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous year. You know, can I just choose one song during this period of the holidays?
I can't wait. Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, you know, what struck me in the last few years, and I think you're the one that challenged me once to say, can you find music from Kenya that describes the holidays? Because throughout the years, we've grown listening to the traditional carols and all the rest of that. But in recent times, so many contemporary artists are just making music which captures the spirit of the holidays. And it's such a shame that we listen to them for just a few weeks and then we dump them till the next week. So, for instance, this year, a member of the group Sauti Sol, it's called Chimano, has done a song called Christmas in Nairobi. And it's a really, really, really good song. And I just love to share it with you and to everybody listening to the show and to wish them happy holidays, because that really captures the spirit of Christmas in Nairobi and in Kenya, and I'm sure in many cities around Africa.
All right, let's listen to it. Thanks so much, Bill.
And thank you, Heather.
Yes, and with Christmas in Nairobi, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today. Also, thanks to all of our contributors and artists who made today's holiday 2021 edition so very special. I wish you all a wonderful weekend and week. May it be full of peace and joy and blessings as you celebrate the holiday season, however you do it. Music Time in Africa broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can check your local stations for specific times. And also, you can find us online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.